When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
When a case goes cold for nearly three decades, it takes something extraordinary to wake it up again. And I think we might have been seeing some of that in the case here of Amy Bradley. If you've watched the Netflix doc, you know what I'm talking about. Lots of people going, maybe we should take a closer look at this. Maybe there's some more to this story. For Amy Lynn Bradley, that moment came this last summer. Not from a courtroom revelation, not from a long-buried witness suddenly stepping forward, but from the Netflix doc. Amy Bradley is missing reignited a case more assumed had gone quiet forever. And then came something no one expected. Three new leads that investigators called very significant. That's better. Better than, nothing. A female bartender, a mysterious IP address pinging from a boat near Barbados, and a new reported sighting suggesting that Amy may have had a child after vanishing. For a case defined by silence and heartbreak, these weren't just updates. They're tremors in the ground beneath the mystery that's haunted the Caribbean for 27 years now. According to People, the first lead involves a woman who was working abroad, the Rhapsody of the Seas, the night Amy disappeared. She reportedly shouted, "Senorita kidnapped," words that, if verified 27 years ago, could upend everything investigators thought they knew. That phrase, shouted in the chaos of the cruise ship deck at night, it would move the timeline of suspicion from after Amy vanished to during the critical window before anyone realized that she was gone. The second lead is stranger, more modern. Investigators reportedly traced an IP hit on Amy's missing person website. The digital footprint came from a device aboard a boat off the coast of Barbados. It wasn't a random ping from an open Wi-Fi network. The location data placed the source on the water. Someone somewhere out there was reading about Amy. After 27 years, on a boat. And then the third lead, the one that seems almost too surreal to believe, comes from a reported sighting in the Caribbean, paired with new evidence that Amy may have given birth after she disappeared. It's a claim that demands caution and verification, but if proven true, it would reshape every assumption. Amy, not as a victim lost at sea, but as someone forced into an unrecognizable life. The FBI has confirmed the case remains open, but open doesn't mean active. It means unsolved. A case that refuses to close because the truth never showed up. To understand why these leads matter so much, you have to go back to March of 1998. Amy Lynn Bradley was 23 years old, outgoing, athletic, and fiercely independent. She just graduated from college and was working in computer graphics. Her family, mom, Iva, dad, Ron, and younger brother, Brad, had decided to take a Caribbean cruise aboard Royal Caribbean's Rhapsody of the Seas, leaving Puerto Rico on what was supposed to be a family celebration. On the night of March 23rd, Amy was seen dancing in the ship's nightclub with members of the house band, a reggae rock group called Blue Orchid. She later returned to the family cabin with her father, where they sat on the balcony together. Ron said she was still awake, smoking a cigarette, and when he went to bed, 30 minutes later, she was gone. Her sandals were still on the balcony. Her cigarettes and lighter missing. A tiny detail, shoes left behind, lighter missing, has haunted investigators for decades. If she planned to walk around the deck, she likely would have worn the shoes. If she'd been abducted, it might explain why she left without them. But what happened next deepened the confusion. Before the Bradleys could fully alert security, the ship's crew began clearing cabins and common areas, possibly destroying forensic evidence. But when you don't know there's a crime that's been committed, this is what happens on cruise ships. Despite the urgency of a missing passenger, the ship did not immediately turn around or lock down. Hours passed. The ocean moved on. Royal Caribbean's handling of those first hours has been criticized ever since. The Rhapsody continued to its next port, leaving the Bradley family to plead with authorities as jurisdiction shifted between the cruise line, Arubian police, and the FBI. It was a perfect storm of maritime law and logistical chaos. A missing person case adrift in international waters. From the beginning, the theories were divided into three camps: accident, voluntary disappearance, or abduction. An accidental fall seemed unlikely. Amy was a strong swimmer, and there were no witnesses or signs of distress. Suicide didn't fit her personality or her plans. She had a job interview scheduled the week after the cruise. The possibility of abduction, though, that took root early, fueled by eerie claims. Over the years, multiple witnesses have come forward saying they saw a woman matching Amy's description in the Caribbean. In 1999, a Navy petty officer said a woman in a Caraco brothel grabbed his arm and begged for help, saying she was Amy Bradley before she was hustled away by men. Another tourist in 2005 reported seeing a woman with Amy's distinctive tattoos, a Tasmanian devil spinning a basketball, a sun on her lower back, a gecko on her stomach, walking with two men on a beach. None of those sightings were ever conclusively verified, but none could be ruled out either. Each time the family's hope reignited, and each time the lead dissolved. Then there was the photo. In 2005, investigators received an image from a trafficking website showing a woman who looked eerily like Amy. Older, thinner, but with the same tattoos. Experts were divided. The FBI never confirmed whether it was her. But if you have common sense and take a look at Amy and take a look at that photo, it's her. Fast forward to 2025, the Netflix documentary, Amy Bradley is Missing, thrust those questions back into public view. The series was detailed, emotional, and at times deeply critical of how the case was handled. It revisited the investigation, interviewed surviving crew members, and it tracked every alleged sighting. Within days of the premiere, the Bradley family began receiving new tips, hundreds of them. Most were noise. That's what happens in things like this. But some did stand out. The bartender, the IP trace, the sighting. I apologize if you're watching this. Allergy season is horrible right now. I'm trying to survive my way through this. When People magazine broke the story of those leads, law enforcement didn't deny it. Instead, the FBI reiterated that the case remains active and asked anyone with credible information to come forward. The bartender claim is particularly striking. If her Senorita kidnap shout can be substantiated through other witnesses or ship logs, it would be the first documented suggestion that Amy was attacked or taken before anyone knew she was missing. Is it likely documented anywhere? No. Otherwise, we would have heard about it by now. For years, theories centered on what happened after she vanished. It would push the timeline backward into the hours when she was still on board, alive and visible. So while it may not be documented, who knows? It may jog others' memories. Investigators are reportedly working to confirm the bartender's employment records and to locate others who may have been nearby. Crew's manifests from 1998 aren't digitized, so every confirmation is slow manual work, but it's work. It finally feels like forward motion. Then there's a digital lead, one that belongs to 2025, not 1998, an IP address accessing Amy's website from a boat near Barbados. It could mean absolutely nothing. You or I, if we had the means, could go on a boat near Barbados and go to the website. It could mean nothing, or it could mean that someone connected to her case, someone who knows something, is still watching. But a visit to a website, I don't know. I'm sorry. Maybe it's something, maybe it's nothing. A hit doesn't mean the same person controlled the device. Still, after years of nothing, the idea that Amy's name lit up someone's browser in the middle of the Caribbean, I don't know. Is it that big? Lots of people are talking about this case. Lots of people remember this case. And if you're in the Caribbean, yeah, you'd still probably remember this case. And finally, the possible sighting of Amy and a claim that she had a child is both the most hopeful and the most difficult to verify. The source hasn't been made public. No photos, no coordinates, just a statement that investigators believe might be credible enough to pursue. That possibility that Amy might have survived, endured, and even became a mother reframes a narrative from tragedy to endurance. But it also raises chilling questions about coercion, captivity, and identity theft. Experts in human trafficking say that if Amy was abducted, she would have been a high-value target. Young, educated American victims forced into such networks are often moved frequently, stripped of documentation, and controlled through dependency and fear. Decades later, even if alive, escape could feel impossible. From a psychological standpoint, this explains why a victim might never surface. Not because they don't want to, but because their sense of self has been erased or reprogrammed for survival. It's the same phenomenon seen in long-term abduction cases like J.C. Duggard or Elizabeth Smart, compliance mistaken for consent. For the Bradley family, these new developments reopen old wounds with the same mixture of hope and dread they've lived with since 1998. Each lead is a lifeline that could save them or break them all over again. Ron and Iva Bradley have spent nearly three decades searching. They've traveled the Caribbean, appeared on television, worked with the FBI and private investigators, and turned their grief into determination. But they've also had to live in the shadow of unsolved trauma, birthdays missed, anniversaries passed, and an empty chair that's always waiting. The Netflix series gave their story new oxygen, but the pressure now falls on investigators to follow through, to treat these leads not as media hype, but as potential breakthroughs. To the FBI's credit, they've kept Amy's case on their official missing persons list, complete with an age-progressed rendering showing what she might look like today at 51. Her eyes green, her smile the same. She's out there. She's been missing for 27 years. If she's gone, her remains have never been found. Either way, someone knows what happened between 5:30 and 6 a.m. on March 24th, 1998. That's the window. The half hour when the world shifted for her. In the broader picture, Amy's case has become a symbol of everything that can go wrong in the first critical hours of a disappearance at sea. jurisdictional confusion, evidence mishandling, lack of transparency from private cruise operators. Maritime law gives ships enormous discretion in how to respond to onboard incidents. And in 1998, oversight was even looser. The renewed interest in Amy's case is also reigniting calls for reform in how cruise lines handle missing persons. Families of other victims have long pushed for stricter reporting mandates and perseverance and preservation of evidence. Because once a ship sails, physical proof sails with it. It's also raising the digital question for the modern age, how online visibility can resurrect cold cases. A single streaming documentary created a chain reaction, new witnesses, new eyes, and possibly new data points. What's changed since 1998 isn't just technology, it's culture. People are less willing to let an unsolved case drift into obscurity. Social media amplifies names like Amy's until silence becomes unacceptable. That attention can be exhausting for families, but it can also be the thing that finally breaks the silence. And yet every new tip carries a quiet danger. False hope is its own kind of cruelty. Investigators must balance the weight of possibility with the rigor of proof, something the Bradley family has learned too well. Forensic breakthroughs could still play a role. DNA databases, once small, now span millions. Genetic genealogy has solved decades-old murders. If Amy's remains or that of a potential child ever surface, science could provide the confirmation emotion never could. Until then, the only proof of life is memory and persistence. Amy Lynn Bradley boarded that ship, a 23-year-old college graduate with a bright future. She danced, laughed, smoked a cigarette on a balcony in the early hours of March 24th, 1998. She vanished into thin air. Now in 2025, three new leads hang in the air like signals waiting to be caught. A bartender shout that may rewrite history, a digital breadcrumb leading to the waters off Barbados, and a whisper that Amy may still be alive. Not a ghost of the past, but a woman living under impossible circumstances. The truth, when it comes, will either free a family or finally let them grieve. But it will also remind everyone watching that missing doesn't mean forgotten. That even the coldest cases can stir again when someone refuses to stop asking questions. Because closure isn't something time delivers. It's something truth demands. Tell me your thoughts in the comments section wherever you are watching this. If it's on YouTube, please do let us know your thoughts. If you're not there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Do that same search wherever you get podcasts so you can take us along with you wherever you go. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.